Thessalonians in the New Testament. So if you turn there with me, or you have it on your app and your phones, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Sorry. See, all the kids start to sing. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And let me just read these words to you today. May the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, now catch these words, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement. May the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. Encourage your hearts and strengthen, encourage your heart and strengthen you in every good deed and word. You know, this morning, sometimes as we come together and as we live in our everyday life, especially most of our life is lived in the everyday mundane and it's not here at church, and as we live our lives, if someone were to ask you, what in the world God is doing in your life right here, right now, what would you say? Don't answer it out loud. If someone were to really ask you, what is God doing right here, right now? Right every day, in the everyday moments. Is he there? Is he speaking? You know, many of us struggle with moments of disappointment when we think that God really does not understand. We don't understand what God is doing. And so the Apostle Paul wrote and penned these words through the Holy Spirit of God. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Now, there's just two thoughts, just as we prep for today and as we come together in the fellowship, there's just two things that I want to point out. First, God has been and is exercising his grace to bring real comfort to your heart and to my mind and to mine as well. He is exercising all of that. And we might ask the question, well, what's comfort? Give me some definitions. What's comfort to you? Peace. Just yell them out. Food. There, love it. Water. What was that? Warmth. Family. Security. We could go on and on. God. There you go. Thanks, Sam. Okay. You know, when we think of comfort, we're not sure that he is making our hopes and our dreams come true. We wonder sometimes if he's going to help us with our bills, if they'll be paid promptly, that people will like us, that we'll escape suffering. But when we ask the question, what is comfort? His comfort is more foundational and redemptive than all the things that we've said, which are all good. They're all good. And here it is. In spite of our sin, you and I have been welcomed into an eternal relationship with the Lord God Almighty, because Jesus Christ fully met all the requirements of God that we failed to meet. That's true comfort. Let me read that one more time. Here's comfort. Here's God's comfort. In spite of our sin, in spite of our sinfulness, in spite of our brokenness, you and I have been welcomed into an eternal relationship with the Lord God Almighty because Jesus Christ, God's Son, fully met all the requirements of God that you and I failed to meet. Amen. We know how, here's what that means, folks. We no longer have to fear God's wrath. We no longer have to measure up in order to somehow achieve acceptance from God. We no longer have to hide in guilt and shame. We are God's children forever, and He will never, ever, ever turn His back on us. Our standing with Him is not based on our performance, but on the perfect record of His Son. That's comfort. But not only do we celebrate that comfort, that eternal reconciliation, that eternal comfort and hope to God, we should also recognize this second thing, this second part of His work, and it's there in that passage in 2 Thessalonians. It's called transformation. Establish, that God would establish you in every good work and word. You see, a lot of times we think that it's up to us. Like we accept Christ and then somehow it goes from grace to what you and I have to do in order to make it work. And folks, we just need to know and we need to embrace this, that it is grace from start to finish. And so in grace, not only does God save us through Christ, but He also enables us and equips us with every good work and word. So in other words, how many of you have ever said things that you regretted saying? Okay. How many of you have thought things that you've regretted thinking? Okay. Here's the deal. As Christians in grace, God every single day is giving us what we need so that we can work to His glory and that we can speak to His glory. And here's the most amazing thing for me, that when I do blow it, because I will, and so will you, okay, that what we need to do is just humbly repent. Humbly just say, Lord, sorry. That was me, not you. There is no more comforting message than the one preached from the cross of Christ. There's no more powerful promises than the transformation that is found in the grace at the cross. By grace, God is actively working real vertical comfort for you and I every day in our hearts. And in the relationships that you and I are involved with not just here, but in our everyday spheres of relationships. He is giving us the comfort so that our work and our words will progressively, that we will progressively live as He chooses us to live. Two thoughts. True grace, true comfort is this, that in spite of our sin, you and I have been welcomed into an eternal relationship with the Lord God Almighty because Jesus fully met all the requirements of God that we failed to meet. And secondly, that God is equipping us every single day of our life to live for Him, to love Him, to worship Him. And so this morning as we think about those thoughts, as we consider those thoughts today, I just invite you to join me as we take those thoughts that we've heard in word and express them in song today as we worship the Lord. And so I just invite you to stand with me as we sing this morning, as we begin with My Savior and My God.